This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Nick Malenda walked over a wire into history last night. He became the first person to walk directly over Niagara Falls. Daniel Robison reports more than 100,000 people crowded along the U.S.-Canadian border to watch him inch along a tightrope.
I'm standing below Nick Malenda's wire. It weighs 7 tons and took hours to string over the falls with a helicopter. Crews are holding it in place with 2 construction cranes. Meanwhile, Malenda tells his fans he can't wait to get up there.
I'd love to get out there right now and test it out if I could.
Malenda is part of the famous Flying Malenda's circus family. Over 7 generations, they've pulled off daring stunts all over the world. But Nick Malenda told reporters that walking an 1,800-foot cable over Niagara Falls tops them all. He's wanted to do it since his first visit to the falls as a 6-year-old.
That was when the vision came to me to walk across Niagara Falls. Of course, I didn't know the history at that point, that no one had ever walked directly over Niagara Falls, but we're about to change that.
Officials in Niagara Falls, New York, had a lot of hope riding on the event. They wanted it to spark a return to the city's glory days when crowds flocked to see daredevils while enjoying a carnival-like atmosphere. Before Malenda's walk, performers lined the streets downtown. Acrobat Ashley Vita Verde stood by a sign reading, "Malenda's Sideshow."
We have contortionists, we have martial artist trickers, we have capoeira. Later tonight, we have some fire performers.
As it grew dark Friday, thousands jockeyed to secure a spot near the tightrope. Ernest Groening came from Switzerland. After watching the Niagara River crash over the falls on the rocks below, Groening was worried for Malenda's safety.
On my part, I think it's crazy, but people like to do crazy things.
Late last night, Malenda stepped onto his 2-inch-thick cable that was dripping wet from the mist.
He's doing it! Holy smokes!
He wore a waterproof jumpsuit, elk skin shoes his mother made, and a safety harness. Onlooker Gary Neal was disappointed.
I reckon I could do it myself with a safety harness. That takes the excitement away from me.
Moving slowly, Malenda carried a 40-pound pole to help him balance. People watching the ABC-exclusive High Wire over Niagara Falls could hear him praying and describing his fatigue.
I'm strained. I'm drained. You know, this is so physical. Fighting that wind isn't easy, and my hands actually at this point feel like they're going numb.
Back on the ground, Cody Claviter tried to peer through the mist to cheer Malenda on.
It takes a lot of talent, and he sure got it. I can't believe it. I cannot believe what I'm watching.
As Malenda approached Canada, he sprinted the last few feet of the wire and then presented his passport to customs officials. Linda Marshall lingered around and relived the moment.
He made it look too easy. You kind of wanted to see a little wobble or something to make it look a little riskier than it was.
After years of planning, Malenda says he's happy to join the ranks of famous Niagara Falls daredevils.
It's as real as it gets now, isn't it? There's no turning back. It's done. It's official. It's in the history books.
But Malenda says he's not done making history yet. He's already secured permits to become the first person to walk a tightrope across the Grand Canyon. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Robison in Buffalo, New York.